now enter into a time of sharing our joys and our concerns this morning. The Moran family, Mary Beth and P.L. Cross, ask for prayers as they mourn the loss of their cousin, Robert Bob Moran. In your mercy. Kristen DeMello asked for prayers for her father, David Lundy. Kristen's father, while on vacation, suffered a hemorrhagic stroke last Friday. Please keep him in prayers as he recovers. I've been informed that he is out of the ICU. So in your mercy, hear our prayers. Please keep Cheryl Joswiak and family in prayers as they mourn the loss of her mother this past week. And the wake was yesterday, and the funeral is today in Saginaw. In your mercy. Joe Cunningham asked for prayers for her brother-in-law, Bill, who is having surgery this week to remove his foot. In your mercy, dear God, hear our prayers. I ask if there are other joys or concerns this morning to be shared.
Sue Hoopengarner, and I want to thank everyone that prayed for our daughter-in-law. She had surgery last Thursday, and to our surprise, she came home Friday morning, and she's doing very well. So I thank you all for your prayers.
In your light, hear our prayers.
Barb Vanek, and I just talked to my sister-in-law, the wife of my brother who died in August, and I'm just aware that there are lots of people who will be celebrating these holidays with an empty spot at their table because someone has died. So I encourage us to keep all of those folks in mind and to offer our support in prayer, but also in, words of, encouragement and just letting them know that you're thinking of them and with them.
In your mercy, hear our prayer.
Good morning, as usual. I'm making an announcement, but I just want to say good morning to you from Illinois and to bring you greetings from Scott Oberle and the UCC church that I have joined there.
And who are you? For those of us who may not know.
When I got up this morning, I was Jan Burkhorst.
Thank you, Jan. In your light, dear God. I ask if there are any others this morning. Then let us take a long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in the breath of God and being with the presence of God. Most holy God, you have shared with us images of what comes next as a heavenly banquet, where food abounds, where comfort abounds, where peace abounds, where love abounds. Most holy God, we have named quite a number of people who will be leaving open spaces at the banquets that we have here this week. We pray for the loss, for those empty chairs, for the memories that we both want to lift up in sorrow, and for the memories that do bring us joy. Most holy God, as you extend an invitation to us to join the heavenly banquet, may we in this world extend the invitation for others to join our tables. Most holy God, may you be with those who don't have a place, who feel like they don't have a place. And may you help us to find one for one another. It is in your name that we pray, praying the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Much as we have received, let us now give back to our God.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I run to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock I know I'm able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builder rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around is sinking sand. On this solid rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need a hand, I go to the rock. Where do I hide till the storms have all passed over? Who do I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation, go to the stone that the Spirit rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around is sinking sand. On the crumbling rock I stand. When I need shelter, when I need hand, I go to the rock, to the rock.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit. Let us join together in our prayer of dedication. With thanksgiving and joy, we have returned to you a portion of the blessings you have given to us, generous God. Bless us and our gifts for your purposes. Amen.
Would you join me, please, in our common commission? Let us now go forth into the world in peace. being of good courage, holding fast to that which is good, rendering to no one evil for evil, strengthening the faint-hearted, supporting the weak, helping the afflicted, honoring all persons, loving and serving the Lord, and rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And now may you go forth into the world with eyes wide open to the abundant bounty of God. May you go forth transformed by the love of Jesus, so that you may be imitators of God, the giver of all good gifts. And may you go forth ignited by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can imagine all the possible ways of being thankful givers. Amen.